Two key senators surprised Wall Street last week with a plan to increase taxes on a particular kind of private equity firm. It's a tax that would only apply to a couple of companies, very wealthy ones, and so this may count as one way that Congress is thinking about soaking the rich. David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal, has been thinking about this story. And David, welcome to the program once again.
Good morning.
So we're talking about private equity firms. Wealthy investors pool their money. They go buy a company. The company gets turned around and gets sold again. That's the normal pattern. But what are these two companies that would be affected by this tax?
The two companies that would be affected by the tax that Senator Baucus and Senator Grassley are pushing are companies that are private equity companies but are now trying to become public, that is, sell shares to the public. One is already public, Fortress. The other big one, which wants to go public, is called Blackstone. All companies, Wall Street companies and others, don't like paying taxes. These companies have found a couple of ways to avoid paying the taxes that other companies pay. One is they want to be treated like partnerships rather than corporations and avoid the corporate profits tax. And that's what Mr. Grassley and Mr. Baucus are trying to do away with in this bill.
Those are the two senators we were talking about.
The two senators, right, the leading Democrat and Republican on the Senate Finance Committee. The other thing that's in play is these private equity firms have found a way to take some of their income and tax it as capital gains, which is taxed at a much lower rate than the ordinary wage income that most of us make. And that's also in play.